Oh my God, we're back. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so long. These like 3 weeks have been so fucking long.
Before that, we only did like two podcasts before that. I took
Right?
a month between that point. Hopefully this year will be
Mm-hmm.
better than like we'll be on a better schedule this year.
Yeah,
So.
well, I mean, most weeks this year should be fine.
Yeah.
I don't see us needing to not do one except for maybe like the show weekend.
Yeah. Or
And then
when
like Christmas again, but it's all good. Marshall, what are you doing? Hey, what are you
So,
doing?
Happy New Year to
Yeah.
everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes.
I hope everyone had a good Christmas or Kwanzaa or whatever you
Any
practice.
holiday.
Yule, your Yule.
Yes.
Yule's a good time. Yeah. So,
Actually,
no.
there's what if you're in I'm trying to remember which country it is. They're celebrating Yule right now. And I'm like, that's
Well,
probably smarter, to be fair, to do it in January.
yes and no. Oh yeah, the Epiphany was on Sunday. Never mind. I was like, are we still in the 12 days of Christmas? I'm like, oh, I think we're out. We were out of it 4 days ago. So anyway, hope everyone's holiday was good. Hope everyone ate a lot of food, got some fun stuff. I mostly got socks and underwear, which is what I asked for, but that's fine. What are you doing, dog?
I also got those as well. The wife decided to, oh.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the hell he fucking's doing. Marshall, what do you do, dude? Yeah,
So.
look, you're on TV. Yeah, you're on YouTube. You're on the net. You're on the interwebs. Yeah, buddy. He's like, oh, shit. Why don't you go downstairs? Go downstairs with mom. Go down there. Go down. Go downstairs. Go. Go downstairs. Go. Be a good boy. Go downstairs. Go downstairs. No one. No, go downstairs. Good God. Anyway. Just so you guys know, the last Saturday of the month of January is the anniversary sale in Cranberry. Make sure you go check that out. Some stuff will be on sale. I am personally rotating some dollar books to a couple of the stores on Monday and Tuesday. Well, I'm doing the Monday shift. Brian's doing the Tuesday shift. But most of it will be rotated around. So, I think the only store not getting any new ones specifically this week is Butler. So, everyone else will have at least a little bit. Minimum of 10 boxes minimum to everything, all stores. So, minimum.
Yeah.
So.
I have been, what, this past couple weeks here, I've been straightening out the dollar room in the mills. To those who did shop at the mills, I appreciate most of you, except some of you who still treat our dollar room like your personal, garbage can. Please stop. It's you guys are old enough. You should know better by now. Come on.
There's a garbage can in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please stop shoving the plastic sleeves that you don't want back into the bins and
Yeah.
destroying the books that are in there. You
Yeah.
know?
Just throw them out. It's fine. There's a garbage can for a
Yes.
reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, we're not going to yell at you. It's okay. So, but anyway. Thank you, everyone who shopped with us over the holiday season. It was another great year for us. From what I understand, almost all the other stores in the area also had a great year. So thank you for every from everybody. Thank you. Like this is awesome. Because we know that you guys aren't exclusively NDC shoppers. In fact, some of you guys who listen to this don't even live in PA or Ohio. So
Sure.
but we thank you anyway. It's a good time. Man, trying to think if there's anything like that specific for me that was cool over the holidays. I watched Spinal Tap 2. That was a good time.
I caught
Yeah, that
up
was
on Sandman, so I got caught up on that
There you
last
go.
season there. So yeah, because my wife's like, oh, let's do Netflix for the beginning of the year, new year here. So we got to finish up the Sandman and
Nice.
some of the other can't miss, things and
Whoa,
everything.
yeah. I finished up Stranger Things. That was really good. That
The
ended really good. Like they tied up almost every single loose end that they put out there. Which was great. And especially seeing some of the ones from like season two that I was like, holy shit. But I thought it ended very well. A lot of people were disappointed with it. But I thought it was very good. I thought they pretty much stuck the landing on that. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, I did see a few of the hardcore Stranger people were comparing it to the Game of Thrones bollocks kind of stuff, and I'm like, there's no way it could have been worse than Game of Thrones. I was like, there are a lot of bad ending last season series that, I watched. Game of Thrones happened to be the worst. And
I never
that's
watched any of
include,
it. I watched like three episodes of Game of Thrones. That was it.
yeah.
Like,
Well, the only thing that's come close is like original Dexter series with the lumberjack ending and stupid shit like that.
yeah, but they fixed it
They
by
fixed,
continuing it later.
they fixed it to a degree, but they still messed it up a little bit. But
Well, if you compare
the,
it to the book, they messed it up because it was a different ending, but
oh yeah, the book was.
But also like they kind of went off the rails during season two from the book. So like the only season that was almost identical to any of the books was the first season.
First season,
So
yeah, because that's why I always tell people, it's like, oh, if you're a fan of Dexter, read the books first. I was like, or read the books now, and you'd be surprised of how much different it is than the actual TV series.
Yeah. Like I really liked New Blood. I thought it was good. Like where the sequel one, I thought actually it worked out pretty good. And I only got to see two, I think, episodes of Dark Origins. And I thought that was pretty good too. So
I only saw, I think, the first episode of the prequel.
the Dark Origins one. Yeah.
And it's not bad. It's just what gets me is Christian Slater playing his dad. That
Right?
throws me off, and I'm like, no, you could have li literally gotten any other older guy. It would have been fine. Christian Slater is not.
I don't know. I think the girl that got to play Deb, the younger girl that got to play Deb, I don't think she quite nailed it to me. Like her vibe was just slightly off to me, but that's pretty much it. So.
She wasn't bad. The guy who played young Dexter wasn't bad at all. He was actually
Oh, he was
smart.
pretty good.
And
Yeah.
what was his name? The one who played the young version of his Asian buddy, the crime one. He was spot on. I actually like you could see the correlation there of, yeah, that tracks. That fits perfectly. Like all the cat, like the general cast pretty much fit. It's just that Christian Slater bothered me a little bit. He's a little bit too young to be playing Harry, who's supposed to be in his 50s and
No,
60s.
not he's not even that old during that point because he'd be like maybe in his 40s. But Christian Slater's like 50 something.
But it
So he's playing, I think he's playing the right age, but
He might be playing the right. It's Christian Slater is a little too handsome compared to the original actor who played Harry. It's like,
I don't know. I think when that guy was that young, he probably looked just as good.
I
So,
think he's always had that ageless face, though. It's
yeah.
very little change. Christian
Well, I mean, so is
Slater
Christian
is,
Slater.
yeah,
What?
that's probably what throws me off more is Christian
Every
Slater
time I
still looks
see him,
like.
all I think about is Heathers. So.
The same with the wife, because she watched it with me. She's like, yeah, I keep expecting like,
School to blow up, yeah.
It's she's like,
Or
it's
Winona
throwing me
Ryder to
off.
show up. Yeah.
We're like, yeah, I could have had her playing Harry's wife. It would have been perfect.
Right? So, all right. Let's talk some comics and get things rolling. And then we'll talk a little bit about some of the trailers for Avengers, and I think that's all we really have to talk about, really, right
Yeah.
now. It's not a whole ton of stuff going on, so all right. You're first.
Ooh. All right. We have Absolute Batman Arkham M number one. It's a one shot. I think it's just a
It's just Arc M.
Arc
It's Arkham.
M's.
It's
Yeah.
Arkham, but it's Arc M. Yeah.
M. Basically, it is the origin and background of Dr. Amadeus Arkham. And it's like it goes through his entire life, like his father being part of the Civil War, him not surviving. His mother had a mental breakdown and killed the entire family but him. And that's what got him started on his path to treating individuals that have
Insane,
a Yeah, a mentally
mentally
ill,
ill.
mental illness. Yeah. And you feel it. And he did have a very tragic childhood, being an orphan, watching his mother kill like his brothers and sisters and herself. But throughout the book, he's talking like it's partial him like being his diary and partial him talking to a benefactor that we don't know who it is right off the bat. But it talks about how he built Arkham, set it up, how much of a success it was treating the mentally ill. Except there was one patient named Jack, and he was very, he liked killing. Always had a smile on his face when he killed people. He definitely was the problem.
Was it Jack Napier?
No, it was not. That will be like
Sad Panda.
he's just not. He's known as Jack Doe. That's how he is throughout the book. And you think that's who it is, but it is not. But you he talks about how they found a boy who was covered in blood that end up appearing in front of Arkham, and they took him in. He basically adopted this kid who didn't show anything like he wasn't violent, he wasn't mean or anything like that, but he was just very quiet. He followed Dr. Arkham around, became basically, his little caddy, his son, a confidant. And then the benefactor was bringing up all the tragedies that have happened in Arkham. Talked about the breakout. There was a breakout supposedly started by Jack. And apparently Jack abducted his son. So he never got to see his son. And they went down to the boiler room, and you see where it was a patched up wall where all the escapees left. But then there was another section of the wall that was also patched up, and the doctor didn't know why. But he hasn't been down there since the breakout, which was many, many years. And then the benefactor said, "Well, doctor, I'm going to leave you to it here, but I'm going to tell you something real quick." And he whispers something into Dr. Arkham's ear, which we are not privy to. But then the benefactor leaves. The doctor starts like bashing down the wall. Turns out the original wall that got patched up was still open. There was nothing going on with it. But the second patched up wall had the body of Jack Doe in it. So Jack Doe is dead. He's been dead for years. We find out the benefactor who was part of this. That would be the Joker. And the Joker ended up being the kid that got taken in by Dr. Arkham.
Interesting.
And remember, the Joker is like borderline immortal from, before. So Dr. Arkham in his he finally breaks down, has his own mental breakdown, burns down Arkham, and that is the end of Dr. Arkham's story. Meanwhile, the rest of the book is the Joker reading his diary, and talking to an individual we don't know who as they're watching Batman. And the person talking to Joker is like, "Well, do you want me to take care of him for me?" He's like, "Well, I have other people that I would like to introduce to this Batman." And you see like Hugo Strange, you see like a lot of the notable names in Batman lore that we have yet to be revealed in the absolute universe. But at the very end, we are introduced to who happens to be, I guess he's Joker's right-hand man, this absolute version of Deathstroke. So that is the end of the book.
Cool. All right.
So again, the absolute Batman universe, the absolute universe is hitting on all cylinders in the new year. We still doing the eggs this year?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, unless you can think of something better, like
Yeah, let's continue with eggs here. I was gonna say something else, but it seems inappropriate right now. So
well, we can do it by music genre, right? So like we're gonna go from lightest to heaviest. Heaviest being the best, right? So like lightest would be like classical music, right? And then like country and like easy listening, and then like the middle ground would be like 50s, 60s rock, then like classic rock, 80s metal, like death metal would be the heaviest. So
Well,
if you want to do that, I mean, because that's really ambiguous, so it'll be funny.
Well, let's give the Batman the death metal then. Just because even though it's not centered around Batman, we get more lore in the absolute universe, a little bit more about the Joker's background. Poor Dr. Arkham, you feel for it here. So
All right.
again, good stuff, good stuff.
Sounds good. All right, my first book is Green Lantern, Ultimate Green Lantern, number 10. So this picks up where Joe has killed the Goldface Killer. Actually, sorry, it starts out with this kid. This guy is in a barrel, and Hector Hammond is about to dump a ton of that black ooze that infected Hal Jordan into that tank to see what happens to this guy. Literally just to see what happens to him. Then you go back to Joe's been shot by a gold bullet by the gold faced guy. They have a bit of a fight. She stabs him. No, she just punches him in the balls with a bloody hand. And then he's freaking out because there's blood, and he's just like, "What did you do? What did you do?" He's like, "Wait, not my blood. Oh, thank God." So she crawls into the kitchen, melts the door shut, and then gets a pair of pliers out of a drawer to then pull the gold bullets out of herself so she can heal while he's breaking down the door. he finally breaks down the door. She's fully healed, and basically throws the pliers with her Green Lantern power through the dude's face, like into his eye. Which this photo, this cover doesn't do it justice. Like it is full on giant pair of pliers right in his fucking eyeball. It's great. So as that happens, Baz and his partner come in. They find Hal, kind of have a little bit of a fight with Joe. Joe talks a little bit. Cameron shows back up and is like, "What the fuck did you guys do to my apartment?" They like talk about everything, and Carrie, the other agent, can actually like she's a psychic, so she touches the gold guy's head and finds out that Hector Hammond is actually part of the there is the reason behind everything, and then it cuts back to Hammond, and the guy that he had in that thing turned into a giant black monster. He's like, "This is exactly what I needed. We'll see how this goes." And I'm just like, "Oh my God." So I'm gonna give this some like I'm gonna give it like heavier classic metal or heavier classic rock. So like Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath. They're not quite like they're still in that bluesy but not quite metal part yet, like not modern metal yet. So that's where I'm gonna put this book. Because it just like it went very fast. There were some cool parts, and then it was slow, then some cool parts, and it was slow. Like it was kind of not as consistent as I'd like it to be. And it felt very short. But I did enjoy it, so nice wake.
All right, we got Wolverine 14. Starts out the book is Wolverine in the woods. He hunted a deer, and then next few panels are him kind of praying and meditating in the woods.
And eating a deer.
Well, you don't see him eat the deer, but he does like the incense and the Japanese kind of centering himself, thinking about life, very introspective. And then he's driving on the road in a Jeep into a ghost town and gets attacked by two mutants. And he also gets shot by Silver Sable, who tells him that apparently she owed a favor to a mutant who was living in the community, and she was offering her services for protection, not knowing that Logan was going to be there, thinking he was hunting. And he's like, "No." He's like, "I just happened to stumble upon this place." He's like, "This isn't, normal." And as they're hashing everything out, Department H shows up and starts harassing the mutants in the abandoned town. Wolvie and Saber pretty much just go ham on the Department H soldiers. One of them got snotty towards Wolverine, and Wolverine gives him a good headbutt, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm letting you off with a warning." He's like, "You come back, you're going to be
Nice.
coming back in pieces." So they're sitting there, and they're, protecting this little community back at Department H. The soldier that was in charge that basically got threatened by Wolverine had to report about the whole thing. I guess the new head was like, "Well, you're lucky he let you off with a warning." So she's like, "Normally he'd send you home in a pine box." And she's like, "I guess we'll have to step it up a notch." And she gets on the phone and she's like, "Okay." She's like, "We're gonna need you guys out there. Guys are gonna have to handle Wolverine." And we see the shadows of Alpha Flight. So the next book is gonna have Alpha Flight. This was like a really quick book. I'm gonna go, let's go 80s glam rock. It was, but
Okay.
it felt very like rushed through because it was not a lot of action here. There's like maybe two, three pages of actual fighting, and everything else is just talking and getting like background of the next storyline here. But I am excited to see Alpha Flight go against Wolverine. It's been a while. So
Indeed.
I give it a little bit of that. So it's a nice little setup for the first Wolverine book of the new year here.
Cool. All right, my next book is Erotic. Erotic? Erotech? Erotic? Something like that. Number two. So I just picked this up on a whim because I only had one other book to read this whole week.
I like how it's the meme. It's ripping on the meme.
Right. So the sec the this is the second issue so far, and it's basically like this company's building a sex bot, right? So this in this book, like it's a little bit of like the business guys trying to get it right, and then the programmer, and she's like, I think we should also make a lesbian version of this, like it might be cool. And then they like show some of the testing of it. Like where one guy turns off the safe word and then the robot like rips off all of its fake skin and tries to kill him. And like everybody at the board meeting is like, oh shit, we only have a week to do this, and they get all pissed off because they're like she basically like the boss is basically like do all this stuff now. And then when they go back and somebody else is, or then she talks to one of the sex bots and tries to see, like she kisses it because she's like, oh, the lips are so soft. So then they put it into practice and see what's going on. So they have like four or five different guys that come in there, and the one guy's like, how kinky will she get? The next guy, is oh come on. The next guy uses the safe word of pigeon, and he doesn't even sleep with her because he's already came. Then the next guy like just gets a hand job and he's done after that. And then the third guy's like, I want to choke you, and they're like, please do not choke the asset. So they choke he chokes the robot chokes him back and almost kills him. And he's like, that was amazing. So they're still working out all the stuff, I guess. And then there's like a little backer between, it's called AI Joe, A Toy and His Dog, Part Two. This is a Dean Haspiel mini comic. It's kind of funny because he's basically fighting a barbarian, and then he's gonna fight like a Frankenstein in the next issue. This book's all over the place and kind of crazy, but I dig it. But I'm totally gonna give this like 70s soft rock. Mostly because that is what you would probably hear in like a softcore porn at this point, and that's kind of what this reminded me of. But it was pretty fun. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
All right, we got Ultimate Wolverine number 13. I did, what was it, during our break, we missed number 12. Quick summary of number 12 was apparently the Resistance is all dead except Wolverine and Sentinel One. So Wolverine goes with Sentinel One and seeks vengeance against Colossus and Illyana. And basically, during the battle, Jean Grey gets awakened. And she roasts Colossus from the inside. Like he literally melts. You see him like doing the Raiders of the Lost Ark face melt.
That's awesome.
And Illyana escapes into the demon dimension. So 13 is after all of that. Basically, Jean is not doing well. So Wolverine and Sentinel One are in the sewers trying to treat her because she's sick. Because of course they experimented on her. Surprise. Meanwhile, the streets of Russia are full of revolutionaries re rebelling against the leadership now that Colossus is dead. It's the public wants, their loved ones back and everything. But all Wolverine is worried about is getting medicine for Jean. And the Sentinel gives him the directions on the nearest medical center that has the medicine that she needs. While he's in the sewers, going towards the medical facility, he witnesses a battle between Crimson Dynamo and Ursa Major. Basically, Ursa Major just rips Crimson Dynamo apart. He just tears him to shreds. And then Ursa Major is was also experimented on, so he it is off its rocker. So he starts going after Wolverine. Wolverine ultimately takes care of him. Puts him out of his misery. He goes and gets the medicine, but before he goes back into the sewers to Jean and Sentinel One, you see a bunch of posters of humans similar to the mutant posters from Days of Future Past, but it's humans instead of mutants. And then they're in written across it, "Where are they, Ileana Rasputin? We want our loved ones back." And that is the end of the book. It was very quick, but it's very impactful and powerful, and very relevant to current events right now. I will give this. Give me early 90s thrash metal.
Okay, I can see that.
It's again Ultimate Wolverine still killing it. Can't I wanna I kind of don't want this to end, but I know it will end eventually. All the Ultimate stuff will be ending this year, I'm imagining.
Right.
So
Well, we're gonna talk about Endgame here in a minute, but first, I'm gonna go talk about Sorcerer Supreme number one. So I picked this up on a whim because I like Steve Orlando's writing. I like Bernard Chang's art, and I like sort Wanda Maximoff. So, this should have been a home run. It kind of was, but it wasn't. So it starts off, she's fighting Dormammu. She is a self-proclaimed Sorcerer Supreme. Because when Doctor Strange disappeared, and then Doctor Doom had the Eye of Agamotto and the levitation cloak, after everything happened, she put them back together, and so therefore they claimed her. So the Vachante are pissed, and they're like, "You're not the real Sorcerer Supreme. We're gonna choose our victor, our actual sorcerer." So you see. So she fights Dormammu, then goes and it's like she's walking around the Sanctum Sanctorum, and Wong's kind of like, "I don't know, you're not really the Sorcerer Supreme, but whatever." But she agrees to watch the dog and walk the dog every once in a while and share responsibilities of the dog. She then talks to her council, her chosen council, which is well, a bunch of guys, really. Somnus, who just he was an Avenger, I guess. Her Kids, Wicked and Speed, Clea, and then C'thon, who is a demon. And he's like, yeah, the Vashanti are pretty pissed, just so you know. So the Vashanti then show up and they're like, what the hell are you doing? Like, you're not the real Sorcerer Supreme, blah blah blah. So then she fights back and like binds them and throws them into a different universe. And Wong's like, well, at least she didn't like the at least she didn't give in to the Vishanti. So then she is walking the dog, and as she's walking the dog, you find out that the Vishanti actually did pick their new champion as Sorcerer Supreme, and it's Agatha Harkness. And that's
Oh
but it's
my.
like young Agatha Harkness, right? Like, because like in this universe she's young again. So
Yeah.
that's it. But weirdly, like the last page is sideways, like, which is kind of cool. But I will say I really love the costume design and all the art in this book, like a lot. But the story itself was kind of meh, in my opinion. So I'm gonna go with this book gets like 90s grunge metal, like where it's like not the heaviest it can be, but it's still a little alternative, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
it's not quite like metal, so but that's what I got for that one. So all right, so now we did talk a little bit about the Ultimates ending soon, so I have here in my possession a blind bag sealed, still sealed, of Endgame. We're gonna see what I get, because I know you can get like a main cover. You can get one of like, I don't know, like 40, I think, variants in here or some shit like that.
Jeez.
So let's see what
See how
cover.
your luck holds up here.
See what cover I get. I'm probably gonna get the main cover. Because that's just my luck, you know. And I got, oh, this is cool. They put this like wrapper around it so you can't see through the bag, right? So, oh, I got the main variant, the one with Wolverine on it, the Spidey Wolverine cover.
Oh, see, that's not
So,
bad. That's a good one.
yeah. I mean that's the one I saw the most people got besides the main cover. So, but I
I
will
know.
read it and I'll let you know how it goes later.
Okay.
So, but
Yeah, but
all right.
what was it? We had the mini trailers for all the. I think it's all of them so far. I think they're going to do ultimately a trailer for the Super Bowl because
Yeah, I think it's
we
leading
couldn't
up,
wait.
like it's 1 a week, I think, till the Super Bowl, I think.
Oh, wow. There's a lot to go there.
Well, you got to remember, like, the Thunderbolts are in this, like every
Yeah.
fucking team out there is in this except for Spider-Man. So,
Which I find really weird. You wouldn't put the Spider-Man new Spider-Man movie's coming out this
yeah.
year too. So we have that to look forward to. But so far it's been, what was it?
Cap
Steve Rogers.
Thor,
Steve
yeah.
Rogers was the first one, which we see what him in his motorcycle, the old house that him and
Peggy.
Peggy sharing, I'm assuming. And we see he has a son. Which is really cool. I'm glad that they're
Does he call
bringing
him
in.
son, or do we just assume that it's a boy?
I think we're just going to assume it's a boy because technically it's you don't get one way or the other, but he is wearing blue, so I'm assuming
Okay.
if
Yeah,
the
because
child is
if he was
wearing
born in
blue, it's
that
going to be a
era,
boy.
and in that era, yeah, I would assume it would be, yeah, okay.
And then the next one was the Thor, which is him praying to Odin in the woods, praying for love.
His adopted daughter was.
His adopted daughter love. Yeah.
Yeah, not just regular love. Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, but people are like, well, is he like wishing for Jane? I was like, no, he's talking about his adopted daughter, whose name is Love.
Right.
So he's praying for his child, is basically what he's doing.
Yeah.
Now the third one is the one that got me the most excited because it is the X-Men. And we see Xavier Institute and we see 2000s Xavier Institute. Not the new version, not an alternative version, the 2000 version. And we see Patrick Stewart. We see what's his name? God damn it.
James Marsters,
Is it
who's
James Marsh?
Cyclops.
Yeah. But we
Yeah.
also see Magneto, original
No,
Magneto
Ian
too.
McKellen.
Ian McKellen, yes, thank you. But you do see Cyclops in the Jim Lee outfit on his knees doing the classic blasting in the middle of the air or blasting forward, I think. But he takes off his visor and you get full concussion blast. So that was really awesome. Really excited for that one. And the one this week that they just released is Black Panther slash Fantastic Four, which it looks like the it is M'Baku, it is Shuri walking through the desert where the Fantastic Four ship landed. And it looks like the Thing and M'Baku interact, but you do see clips of Namor. So he is going to be involved. So we get a little bit of that. And that
Cool.
so far has been the reveals so far. So
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I just don't know how it's going to. I don't know if people are going to care by then. Like, you know what I mean? Because, like,
I think a lot of people have been waiting. I think that's what the gist. And as
yeah, but I
long
mean,
as
if it doesn't validate some of the other stuff that's come out between Endgame and here, then it's not going to be worth it to me.
I think they're going to drop some of the important ones. Like, I think you will see a Miss Marvel. You will see Moon Knight in here. Because they've already said that Moon Knight's going to be in there. They just haven't shown them in the previews yet. I'm assuming he will be in there. And I think he could be an important part, which I'm looking forward to Moon Knight. That was one of the things that people complained about over the last few years that I thought they did really well was Moon Knight.
I thought
It's
so
a
too.
shame that they're not doing another season. I think they could have helped it out a lot. But if he just makes movie appearances, I'm cool with that too.
Right.
But I think it's you're going to see Miss Marvel. I don't know if you're going to see Captain Marvel. You might. I'm assuming you're going to. She was part of the original Avengers. I don't know if you're going to see what's her name? The other Marvel female, the
Miss
captain.
Marvel?
No, there's Miss Marvel. I think she's going to be in there. She might be more in interacting with the X-Men, actually. I could see that being a thing since she's supposedly a mutant and not a inhuman.
Right.
But I'm talking about the
Photon?
there you go, Photon. There you go.
Okay.
I don't know
Or
what name the
binary, like her mom, the other alternate version of her mom being binary.
it's hard to keep so good.
I think it'd be cool to find out what the hell happened there, because like, is that the X-Men universe? Is that where they're at? Like, what's going on? Because that was
I
Kelsey Grammer Beast at the end there.
yes. So I think that's probably where it's gonna pick up is going to be like you're going to have similar end game thing where part of the movie you're going to see the group over here, part of it you're going to see the group on the next clip here. You're going to have a lot of that end game trickery that they used there, where you're not going to miss out on any action because they're going to try to fit a little bit of everybody in there. So we'll see.
Right. Fair enough. Well, that's pretty much all I got this week. It's not crazy.
I was going to say, not really. It hasn't been, 2026 hasn't started out with a bang yet as far as pop culture goes. Well, hopefully things will start gaining traction here, and we'll have a little bit more of understanding of what's going on. Fingers crossed. So.
Cool. Well, thanks guys for watching, and we will see you next week. And we're back, I guess.
Yep. Now we'll see
All
you
right. If you
guys.
guys have anything you guys want us to talk about, you guys do anything like
Yeah.
that, let us know. Also remember to shop all of your local stores, not just ours. Support your LCS. It's always good to have that very nice thing at the beginning of the new year. So.
Yep. Or if we get any creators that want to come on and bullshit with
Yeah.
us, we are
We do know
always
too.
down. Yeah. Always down with that.
Right. All right, guys. We will catch you later, and have a good night.